From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. CBS 6 Albany is reporting, as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, New York students enrolled in courses that require them to pass the Regents exam to receive a diploma will be exempted from taking the exam. The State Education Department, April 7th, issued guidance that outlines new requirements that exempt qualified students. On April 6, Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa canceled all Regents exams scheduled for June. Students currently enrolled in classes that end with a Regents exam will not have to take the test. The students will receive credit for the course if they were passing the class by the end of the 2019-20 school year. If a student was not passing the class and enrolls in summer school, they will also be exempt from the exam if they earn a passing grade in August. Schools across New York are currently scheduled to be closed through April 29th. Additional guidance about the changes and exemptions for Regents exams is outlined by the Education Department at nysed.gov. And you can read the full story at cbs6albany.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson City Treasurer Heather Campbell announced March 27th the filing date for the city's lodging tax has been moved to April 27th. The city collects a 4% per day for short-term lodging, such as an Airbnb or a VRBO. The taxes are collected quarterly on the last day of February, May, August, and November. Under the city code, the treasurer is empowered to extend the filing deadline for no more than 30 days. At present, no other deadlines have been moved, Campbell said. Second quarter property taxes are still due April 15th, including re-levied unpaid sewer bills, if applicable. The city's six-month moratorium on short-term rentals went into effect March 10th. The purpose is to provide time to fully review and analyze the current state of short-term lodging and its impact within Hudson. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. Google is coming to the rescue of the state's unemployment insurance system as it continues to be overrun by new jobless claims. Melissa DeRosa, Secretary to Governor Andrew Cuomo, said on April 6, the state is working with the American tech giant to develop a new website with a better interface. She said the website should be up and running this week. Following the 2008 financial crash, DeRosa said the unemployment system received 13,000 calls in one day at the peak of the crisis. DeRosa said, and I quote, "We had six times that 2 days ago," end quote. When this happened in 2008, New York's Unemployment Trust Fund ran out of cash and had to borrow from the U.S. Treasury, and that is likely to happen again. The system is so overstretched that a Facebook page, Help Us NYS Unemployment, has sprung up to record the computer crashes, drop calls, and endless waits the newly unemployed are experiencing. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.